Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is indeed the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now an analyst for here at Fox Sports Radio, friend of the show. He joins us every Tuesday, and he will join us tonight. Of course, it is a trash talking Tuesday, so at the end of the show, third hour of the show, you will be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You have 30 to 40 seconds to do so. Rob Parker, who did you trash today on Deadspin?
No trash. Didn't get to do
really?
Trash because of the holiday. You know, like the holidays. I don't always get Martin to do it. But anyway, right. It would have been Tom Brady.
I was going to say, yeah.
And his performance. That would have been stealing money, though, Chris, right? You know that. So,
All right.
I'm sure there'll
you
be
get
some
your
people.
Takes ready.
Yes.
All right. We got Rob. Let's go back to that game. Because Brady was just one story, one big story. The other big story was the way the Dallas Cowboys looked. And Rob, Dak Prescott was phenomenal. It was arguably the greatest game he's played because of the, you know, it was a playoff game. I know Tampa's not that great of a team, but still a playoff game.
And the pressure was
a lot of pressure.
The pressure was on him, Chris. There's no, yep. I don't care what anybody says. Like, that was that his career, as far as how people viewed him, was hanging in the balance in that game.
Absolutely. And, man, did he deliver. Threw for 305 yards, Rob. Was read the coverages perfectly all night long. Threw for 4 touchdowns. Ran for another. It was tremendous. And, Rob, that's the guy. Remember a year or so, year and a half ago, I thought he was en route to being elite. And he never delivered, but that was the guy I thought we might see on a more regular basis and hasn't been the case, but he was big time last night. And the team played well too, Rob. So let me ask you this. I've talked about not trusting the Cowboys. Ephraim has talked about not trusting the Cowboys. You've talked about not believing in them. Did what we saw last night change your feelings about this team and Dak Prescott?
No, not at all. Because, Chris, the one thing Dak Prescott is famous for is beating up bad teams. Tampa Bay's
well,
a bad
team.
This
was a playoff. It still is a playoff
I
team.
Get it.
I hear you. They not
they,
very
Chris,
good,
they didn't even have a 500 team. Record. I'm not trying to – Dak does this, Chris, against bad teams.
This
he does.
Year I think he was 4-1 against teams with winning records.
Okay. I'm just saying, but he does what he did last night.
Right.
This doesn't mean like, oh, my God, all is forgiven. He's elite. They're going to win the Super Bowl. I mean, you got to feel good that he didn't have a stinker. He had 7 games in a row with an interception, so he didn't do that.
Right.
But I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment and all is forgiven. And what I've seen for the past 5 or 6 years is out the window, and now this is the real Dak Prescott against 8-9 Tampa Bay Bucks team. Chris, I couldn't see beating Dallas. I just couldn't because of all the issues that team has. So, did he do what he was supposed to do? Yes. Did he change my mind that he's elite and he's on his way to Super Bowl? No. I'm sorry. I don't feel that way.
Yeah, look, I give him major league credit for what he did last night, but ultimately, I'm with you. And who was it? Who was our guest the first hour? Ephraim, saying you don't – it's about consistency with Dak and with the Cowboys. I mean, his last game of the season was his worst game of his career, and then he bounces back and plays his best game of his career. That's great, but you have to be more consistent. One thing I liked, Rob, was after the game when Dak spoke, he talked about – I was kind of getting away from myself, trying to do too much, forgetting kind of what got me to where I'm at. And that I thought was big because you and I have been saying it all year. They don't need Dak to throw for 450 yards.
That's
not
how they
be the game plan.
Yep, that's not when they were good or at their best.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, let him throw, you know, he can throw it deep, but throw the underneath stuff. I thought, you know, I've always said he was a game manager with playmaking ability, meaning he could make a play with his legs or with his arms. Nick Wright on First Things First today said he's an elite game manager, which is not a bad phrase to describe Dak Prescott either. But I think he played more like that, Rob. He's not just a, you know, who's a game manager? I guess, I don't know, Ryan Tannehill, maybe. That's not a great description. But,
yeah.
You know, we know what a typical game manager is like. He's not that, but he's also not the elite player that's going to carry the team to where they need to go. So last night I thought they hit the balance, and he ended up with a great game and 5 touchdowns. But I'm with you, Rob. Look. That was great last night. That was step number 1. But, Rob, I said a few months ago, you may remember, if Dak Prescott is who we think he is, who he's supposed to be, and worth the $40 million a year, they'll get at least to the NFC title game. Now, look, they got to go through San Francisco. San Francisco may just be a better team, okay? But I'll say this about Dak, Rob. He's got to play well. Like, he can't go out there and put up a stinker, or this game won't really be remembered.
No.
I think he silenced the Dallas for maybe a week. But it wasn't about getting to the second round of the playoffs.
Not at all. I mean, they're bigger fish to fry. This is a franchise, and I get it, Chris. You know, it's so easy, and I hear people all the time, well, they weren't around in 1992. You can't blame what's happened the last 25 years on this team or what. You still wear it. You still got that uniform on. They had lost 8 straight road playoff games, right? 8 straight right. road playoff games.
That was their first one since 92.
Yeah, those are facts. You could say, oh, well, these Lions don't know anything about 1957. Chris, they got 1 playoff win since 1957, no matter who's wearing the uniform. Those are facts. And you carry those kind of things in. So Dak needs to have another good game. Now, you're right. They might just not win because they're not as good as San Francisco.
Right.
That's fine. But he has to play well.
Absolutely.
He can't have three picks. Like that's when people will say, okay, Dak was just who we thought he was.
Right.
He beat up Tampa Bay because they're not that good, and they had an under 500 record and all that. But then they played a great 49ers team, and he went to bed. That's right. What the conversation will be.
No, I agree with you. That's the thing. His narrative will not have moved one bit if he goes out there and lays an egg against the Niners. Now, if he beats them and plays great, then it does change. And, you know, people begin to think, well, maybe Dak will be elite, you know? And so, huge game for him again. We just can't emphasize enough for all those that are throwing the flowers all at Dak's feet today. And he was great. He deserves some praise and some props. But the Buccaneers were 8-9. They were supposed to beat the Buccaneers. Right? No doubt about it. And again, this was a wild card game. And I get it. Dak's done way more than Daniel Jones. But we're not about to crown Daniel Jones because he was terrific against Minnesota.
Chris, he has three 300-yard games this year. Two against Minnesota and one against the Lions.
Right.
Sorry, I'm not crowning you for beating
the Vikings. And a lot of people have been, Rob.
I know. I told you, I was shocked.
You got to wait.
Chris.
Now, for the Cowboys themselves, Rob, look, I've said all season long, their A game, I've said, is as good as anybody in the NFC. Now, we'll see if it's as good as San Francisco's or maybe Philadelphia's. But it's up there with if their A game is elite. Let's put it that way. If they play their A game, they're in the same sentence with San Francisco and Philadelphia. And I think Kansas City, Buffalo, and Cincinnati too. But they are inconsistent. And they brought it against Tampa for sure. But will they bring it again? It's kind of like Dak, Rob. I've been watching them be up and down, even as they've won all these games. Still up and down. And just because you win doesn't mean you're a great team. Exhibit A, Minnesota. Go back a few years, Pittsburgh. We are watching how you win. We understand you're not going to blow everybody out.
Right.
But we are watching how you win. And what they did yesterday, Rob, yeah, I was surprised because I thought they wouldn't bring their A game.
Right, but you were surprised. Not that you thought Tampa Bay was any good. You thought Dallas has the propensity, Chris, of mixing in a stinker. You didn't look at Tampa Bay's team and go, oh, the Cowboys can't beat them. That wasn't it.
I thought the Cowboys would beat themselves.
Right.
Essentially. Yeah, absolutely. And Rob, we saw, look, the Cowboys were phenomenal against the Vikings. 40-3. I mean, the Colts of Jeff Saturday, who imploded, but phenomenal. 54-19. So we knew they were capable of great games. The key is, can you do it week in and week out? And San Francisco, Rob, is not Tampa Bay, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Not close, Chris. Nowhere close.
So we will see. But look, congratulations, Cowboys. They did prove me wrong. I thought they would lay an egg. And Dak, you know, did his thing. Congrats to him. But Rob, like we said, to win a championship, you've got to be consistent. And that's what neither of them have been this season. And so we'll see if they can do it. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Did the Cowboys and Dak Prescott change your opinion of them? Do you still think that you can't trust them or that they're an up-and-down team? Your turn to weigh in with Rob and Chris, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Have Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys change your opinion of them being an up and down, inconsistent team?
Yes. And if you do want to jump in, there are a couple lines open, Chris. If you want to get in on this, please give us a call. 877-99 on Fox. James in Indianapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, James?
Hey, I appreciate it very much. I love the show. And I wanted to say, in Madden, if you play Madden, right, if you look at the people who play Madden with certain teams, the answer comes out because they're the most self-fulfilling, most cocky fan base there is. Because when I play Madden, my microphone's on, I won't say a thing, they'll talk trash at the first play. They'll go for it on 4th and 25. They expect to get it. I mean, I'm telling you, the fan and the fan base and the Nashville Cowboys believe that they should win every game, and that when they don't know why. And so something is there. And you know what I'm talking about? You ever do that? You ever talk to people who are fans? Oh, we're gonna. It used to be really bad. Oh, we're gonna win the Super Bowl this year every year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? Working in Michigan for 20 years and in Detroit, it would be like the Michigan football fans, Chris, in Michigan. We just ran out of time. We would have won this game. That's what they say all the time. We ran out of time.
Right.
Really?
Right, right.
Crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Is that JJ in Indiana? You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, JJ? JJ, turn your radio down, please.
Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down. How you doing?
I'm good. You guys doing all right?
Yep, we're good. We're good.
Hey, fly the W. Let's go Cubs. Homeless Ball State Cardinals. Appreciate you guys. Hey, I'm
yes, sir.
Reffing my basketball game tonight. I have to say, kudos to Dallas Cowboys, but here's where it's at. You got to think about it. You don't have 100% Tom Brady. It's a below .500 team. They were all out of whack. you're going to staple your name as an elite quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys when you go into San Francisco and you beat that prolific team. Right now, these guys are on a freaking run that is, right now, compared to no one, not even the Philadelphia Eagles. I just can't say that. And that's where you're going to get the win. Dak Prescott, if he's going to solidify his name right now, I think he's more of a Dak Romo. Because you got to get over that hump. You got to get to the problem.
Look, there were articles in Dallas before the playoffs started saying that. As a Cowboys quarterback, the way you solidify your legend, Troy Aikman, Roger Staubach, is to win Super Bowls. At least get there. And then you look at the guys, Rob. Tony Romo put up huge numbers, Rob.
Huge numbers, Chris. Nobody they could really, never get it done.
Right. And Danny White, actually, I you know, we usually just think of him as the guy that replaced Staubach when Staubach got old. But Danny White was a pretty good quarterback, but never, Rob, lost in three straight NFC championship games. So nobody really thinks about Danny White.
Was that during the 49ers era, right?
Yes. He was their quarterback in the 80s.
Right? That's what I thought.
After Staubach, yep.
All right, let's go to Rick in Indiana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Our signal must be booming in Indiana. What's up?
Hello.
Yes, yep. Rick. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, is it Rick and Florida? Yeah. Well, I'm born and raised in Philadelphia, so I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I'm probably not the most objective person when it comes to the Cowboys.
It's all right.
What did they? Who did they beat? They beat a very average team. They beat Tampa Bay. Big deal. I mean, the other thing is that they're going to get a test Sunday. We're going to see how good they are against the 49ers.
And I mean, Rick, the point you make is well taken because, and I'm not trying to poo-poo. You still got to go out and play, Chris, and do everything right. But Rick, the big story would have been had they lost to Tampa Bay. Like that was the story if they would have lost, not
absolutely
that they beat a bad Tampa Bay team. I agree with you, Rick.
Correct. Now, look, some people,
the fact that they're getting praised for what they did last night, and they were great. They definitely were. But it just shows you that people don't know what to expect from them. Because this is what they should have done to an 8-9 team.
That is correct. I mean, and before this game, they were also talking about was McCarthy's job in jeopardy if they lost. Yeah, it should have been in jeopardy.
Yes.
I don't – 12 wins a year doesn't matter. Who cares how many wins you have during the regular season? You got to win. They haven't won. So
no
until
doubt.
They win, they're unproven.
Absolutely. All right, Rick.
They
appreciate
got a long
the call.
Way to go. It was a great first step, but they got a long way to go.
Yeah. Don't stop crowning people too early.
Right.
Hank in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Hank?
What's going on, Rob? Hey, Chris, man. Look, why do you guys set such a low bar for Dak Prescott? What is it, man?
Rob, to answer your question, Rob knows I had a high bar for Dak.
I thought he was elite.
To say Dak was en route to being elite.
Yep.
And
he's never been in. Look, he's never
no, he wasn't elite yet, but I thought he was getting there and he was going to end up there. And we'll see if he does, but I'm not on that bandwagon anymore.
His 2020 year, the year he got hurt, you know, when he got hurt, he was leading the league in turnovers, right? He had 7. He had just
led the league in fumbles twice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in 2019, Philadelphia, Dak explodes for 9 points. I don't know where you guys get this, that he's elite. Even the victory.
We didn't say he's elite. What station are you listening to? Is this the Jim Rome show?
Again, on his way to elite is basically.
Well, I was saying that 2 years ago.
And let me say this, Chris, did I ever say that?
But you said, why did we set a low bar for him?
I do think his low bar is set. Look, the NFC East, and since he's been in the league, he has 18 wins over teams with 5 victories or less, and 13 of those are in the NFC East. He beat teams like the Falcons on a crazy onside kick. That team won 4 games. He goes and plays against, like, Seattle. Okay, the year he broke his ankle, throws for 472. What's not talked about is you get the ball with a minute and some left before half. He throws an interception with 52 seconds left and gives Russell Wilson, you know, a 23-15 lead at half. And then the first play of the third quarter fumbles at the 5-yard line. These things are never talked about. So he put up all these stars.
No. He also put up
three interceptions a game.
I'm going to say this.
Seattle.
Yeah, I disagree. I think Dax, Chris, his ill play has been well documented. People have talked about Dak, and you know the same thing about padding stats and not beating good teams. That's all been talked about. I mean, when has that not been talked about?
You're absolutely right.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Randy Mueller joining us around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Our next guest is a former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, and quietly a big hip-hop fan. We welcome in Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
Randy, what up, buddy?
Doing great, guys. Always bring a smile to my face. Good to be with you.
No
you
doubt.
You as well. Let's start with the obvious Dallas-Tampa Bay. Let's start with Brady, though. He looked bad. I thought he looked every bit of 45 last night. Yep. Randy, what team out there do you think is a good fit for him or will try to sign him next season, assuming he wants to come back?
I don't disagree with your assessment last night, Chris. I think it was a struggle. I don't like seeing that. I think to answer your question, the team that wants him or that can make a case for him, their criteria has to most importantly include help us change the culture, help us change and sell our program, help a new staff or a new group in place to stop what had been happening before, show work ethic, all the intangible stuff. That's where I think his value is.
Randy,
maybe they get a year out of him like the Broncos did at the end with Peyton Manning.
That's a good point.
Randy, I got to stop you because I really hear what you're saying, but that's not what he did in Tampa Bay.
Not this year.
No, this year. What he did was exact opposite. He was the prima donna. He was going to weddings during the season. He took 2 weeks off or 11 days from training camp. He undermined Todd Bowles' authority. He was a bad teammate this past year. And I think, Randy, and this was I said earlier on the show, that the league should reject Tom Brady. And I mean reject Tom Brady from the standpoint, we saw what he was last night. This guy, it's a habit. The NFL, he'll never go away. So the only way Tom Brady will stop playing in the NFL is when somebody has to, they need to stop offering this guy a job. Anybody else, Randy, you take away the MVPs, I mean the Super Bowls, any other quarterback who is just playing looking like that would not get a job. And we're living in the past.
Well, I don't know that I agree with all that, Rob. I think that's a little harsh, but I do think he did not put his best foot forward this year. Now, understand what he went through personally, off the field. It was a lot that would drag all of us down, and I'm not making excuses. I don't like the fact that he wasn't the Tom Brady that we've seen for 20 years. I get it. And physically and as the leadership and the intangible guy, like I mentioned. I just think we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. I don't think there's any way that, let's just say, McDaniels with Vegas, I don't think he would share those thoughts at all, and I'm not putting words into anybody's mouth, but I think he would see it totally different. He has been with him for 15 years. Josh knows him well, and I think that's probably the best place if he were to go somewhere. I mean, I think the statement of we have to reject him, frankly, I don't buy that. I don't think that's the case. I think he's the greatest no matter what he's done. Would I like to see him retire? Probably. So I hear what you're saying. I want to remember him for what he was and really not what he is now. I don't think this was his shining moment anytime this year, to be honest with you. I would hope that he might see that, but that just maybe is the way he's wired. He's going to play till the end comes.
A lot of people, Randy, feel like Dallas, and I felt this way. You can't trust the Cowboys. You don't know if they're going to be bring their A game, their C game, or their F game. Last night, obviously, they brought their A game. Did what we saw last night change your views on Dak and the Cowboys?
It reminded me of what we have been saying, or at least I know what I've been saying. They're better than most teams, Chris. They are. They have better players. They play better. When they play better, they're going to beat a lot of good teams. They just don't play good all the time, like you said. So the inconsistency is still glaring. The standing prosperity is still glaring. They struggle with that. It'll be interesting because they struggle to put back-to-back good games out there.
Right.
This was a great game for them. I don't trust them, but I do know this. They're going to be better than a lot of teams. Now, I will say this. The 49ers are a different ilk and a different level. So an A game has to come into play at some point if you're going to beat who I think is the best team going. So we'll see. I don't change my opinion on Dak, but I didn't change it when he was not playing as well. I just think that's what you get with this group. You can blame leadership. You can blame, you know, whoever you want. At some point, you've got to play week in and week out like the Eagles do. They're consistent. They play every week for the most part, and that's what we haven't seen in Dallas. So I don't think they may win some games. I just don't trust them ahead of time. You know, when we're making our picks or to jump on the bandwagon, I can't do it often because you just, like you're saying, I just don't know what we're going to get week in and week out.
Randy, speaking of trust, I mean, if you're the Cowboys, you had to have 10 kickers practicing or trying out today, because you can't have that in the postseason where a kicker has the yips or he's lost it. Field goals are huge in the postseason. Ask Tom Brady, he wouldn't have two or three of those Super Bowls without, I just forgot his name.
Adam Vinatieri,
one of the greatest kickers of all time. But you know what my point is. Would you do that if you're the Cowboys?
Well, I think you've got to send a message for sure. Here's the problem. If you do make a move, you kind of create a revolving door. And I also know how Mike McCarthy works. I was with him with the Saints way back. I know what his makeup is. He's going to back his players for the most part. He's not going to blame them. But I agree with you, 4 extra points is ludicrous. That's crazy. That's
crazy.
That's the yips.
Yep, so that's all it is.
They have to make an effort to show that that's not okay. So my guess is they will work out some kickers. But I think at the end of the day, they'll hang with this kid. And I understand what they're going through. But he's actually had a pretty good year if you look at it from a totality of body of work. So no excuse for what he did. I'm sure that that is a topic all day in Dallas, and I'm sure it's going to be all week. But if I'm forecasting correctly, and I think I will, they're going to hang with this guy for right now.
Randy, San Francisco, as you said, definitely a different animal. And Brock Purdy has been great. Do you think he – we've seen guys have nice runs. Maybe not like this. I mean, Mike White, he certainly wasn't on this level. But, you know, we've seen – set guys put together 3-4 really good games and then kind of turn into a pumpkin. Do you think that Brock Purdy is the real deal and he can lead San Francisco? Lead, I say, you know, knowing that they got all these other great players around him, but lead them to the Super Bowl.
I do think he can. I don't see the deficiency, Chris, in his play in any at any area. For example, he has plenty of arm. He's very accurate. His poise in the pocket's outstanding. But most of all, I don't see Kyle Shanahan calling a different game at all. I think he calls the same game he called for Jimmy G or whoever he's had. He's not protecting this kid or winning in spite of him. He's winning not only with him but because of him in some areas. So I do think he can carry them. I don't think they as an organization have a choice. They got to ride this kid out as long as they can. It puts them in a different position next year. I know they've put a lot into Trey Lance, but let's face it, if this kid wins a playoff game or two, I mean, he's going to be the starter when the season starts next year, regardless of where Trey Lance is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what does he have to do in your eyes to go in there as QB1 in training camp next year?
I think just continue to do what he does and not cost them. He just can't be the reason.
If they lose the game, if they lose, say they lose to the Cowboys and he has two picks and he doesn't play well, a big game in a big situation, people will sour real quickly on him.
They will. I agree with that. And then that probably comes out to, hey, we're going to have a training camp battle.
Right.
But I have not seen any evidence of that. And like I said, I don't see physical skills that are lacking. There are certain players who play at different times, and I always use Taylor Heineke as an example in Washington. You could see the deficiencies, even though he was winning and was on a good run. I don't see the deficiencies with this kid. And least of all, I see no issue with poise, confidence, and ability to function in the pocket. And those things don't come lightly. Those are hard things to get, and this kid has that.
All right. Hey, Randy, I was trying to think the last thing.
I want to ask him about
the Chargers. I mean, they got rid of the offensive coordinator today, and it's easy to blame him. But the Chargers, to me, that's a cop-out. The head coach in that situation, Brandon Staley, just look at the game plan. Look at playing big-time players in a meaningless game in week 18 or whatever that was. I mean, there's just so many. Last year, it cost him a playoff spot. Last year, there was a big game against Kansas City at home. He's going for it on fourth down at his own 32. Like, it's a laundry list of things for Brandon Staley. He shouldn't be still employed by the Chargers, but are you surprised he didn't get fired?
No, I'm not surprised at all, and I'm with you 100%. I think that you can directly say he cost them Mike Williams, which may end up costing them, you know, in the end, it cost them the game.
Right.
And so those are decisions you don't really get to come back from. But I spent a little time with the Chargers. I know their view is going to be from 30,000 feet. They're not going to put it all on the coach. This hierarchy has hired three head coaches. If they do sour on him, they're going to be hiring their fourth head coach in what, the last 8 years, 9 years?
Yeah.
Nobody does that. So I think they're going to stick with Brandon Staley come hell or high water, or even if it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. That's their MO, and that's how they do business. I do think the firing of the OC is a little bit of a cop-out, but, you know, I think that somebody's head had the role, and they would not fire the head coach having just fired the OC. That doesn't make sense from a timing standpoint.
All right, that's our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. Great stuff as always, Randy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
Yep. We've been mentioning him. Brett Maurer misses four extra points. Unfathomable. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios on the Trash Talking Tuesday. And
we got a special guest coming up in about 10 minutes.
Of the day. Progressive's making things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Yes, Stephen A. Smith joining us at the top of the next hour to talk about his new book, Straight Shooter, it is called. And we'll definitely get into it with Stephen A. That's going to be a fun interview, so you don't want to keep it locked for that. But until then, Rob, we've mentioned Brett Maher. Let me tell you what Jerry Jones said this morning. He was on the radio.
Oh, what a Shan shocker. He was on the radio.
Right. on 105.3 The Fan. Here's what he said. I think the first thing you do is talk about how isn't it great to have that as the number one thing we need to correct or the number one thing we need to address. I think that shows everything about not only how we play, but where we are with this team right now. Make no mistake about it. We got to have the same week of preparation. Okay. Here he is again, Omar. It has everything to do with the, just frankly, mentally having it all together when you step up there. And so we'll read this thing as the week goes along. I don't want to get out over skis and get ahead of it. I thought we came out at halftime. I watched him warm up out there. He was making all the kicks. I figured that was behind him, but we will take a look at it. We can't afford a big setback to go into the rest of this tournament, rest of this playoff with shakiness at kicker. All right, I think that's right, Rob. I'm with you. I think it's going to be tough for this guy to mentally get past this. And if they want to keep him, Rob, at the very least, I am bringing in a backup.
Chris,
I would give up a spot on the roster for this backup kicker because it's that important. Every point is going to count against San Francisco. You might need a 50-yard field goal, heck, to win the game. Who knows? You can't have a guy going up there with the yips or who's shaky mentally. And, Rob, I think it will sit with him. Because this is a guy who's been a great kicker. And there's no other way to explain missing four extra points except that mentally you weren't ready. You weren't there. And it's going to be tough for him to come out of that.
You're a better man than me because he wouldn't be kicking for my team going forward. I couldn't have it. I can't do it to you.
No, and I'm not saying I'm just saying it looks like if they're going to keep him, you can't just have him.
I think if he misses
the first extra point or something, I'm done with him. I'm going to the backup.
I'm saying, like, to me, that's you lost your job. You lost your job because, you know, you talk about the NFL not for long. And, Chris, right. You can't have that. I'm telling it'll come back and then people will say, you know, he misses that extra point and you lose by a point or he misses some kick that you really need. And then they'll go, you knew this guy was mixed up or messed up, right. And you still gave him. Because even your point on letting him miss one in a game. No, I'm not letting you miss one. You missed four extra points. You would probably have to look it up in the NFL record books, Chris. Even with the moving back, how many guys missed four extra points?
Right.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't. I would be afraid of this guy.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Jerry said, we saw him at halftime and he was making the kicks. And then you saw him, you know, after that and he was missing them. So it's going to be hard to judge it from practice. That's why I say at the very least, you got to bring in. Look, he's been great, but I would move on from it, assuming I can find a good replacement. But if I couldn't find a great replacement, at the very least, I'm bringing in a guy as a backup. And if that bothers him, Rob, if he can't handle that mentally, then you're not going to overcome this anyway because all this is in your mind.
Yeah, it's a tough spot, and I get it. Chris, do you remember the Minnesota Vikings with Dennis Green and Dante Culpepper.
You want to crown them? Crown them.
But you remember that team, and they had a kick. They had a kicker, Chris, who made every field goal the entire year, except for one in the playoff game, and they lost. Like that was the only field goal he missed. So you're going to give a guy who, I don't care what you did in the regular season, who's mentally not there with four missed extra points, I can't do it.
The one thing I always say about kickers, Rob, I mean, every time they step out there, it is pressure. And once you buckle, who knows if you can get it back. Stephen A. Smith's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.